7:42 a.m. and it's that time of year, or day, or morning, where we speak to Ronald Evergy about the verbal fitness sessions. And I know my legs, I spoke to it earlier, it's still a bit wobbly and stiff from yesterday's workout, very intense indeed. And we got Ronald on the line at this time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ronald Evergy, how are you?
Ijaz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is so great to be back. And I'm glad your legs are feeling the effect of the workout. We call that delayed onset muscle soreness, which means the muscles are going to be regenerating and you'll turn your toothpicks into proper drumsticks.
Well, our soccer season has been, you know, we've been off for a few weeks, so it was good to get back in the groove again.
You know, definitely will. You know, it'll build in some strength for you. You'll be more explosive in the short sprints in soccer, and you'll be like the old Roberto Carlos. If you kick the ball, you'll kick it with ferocity and ferociousness.
Definitely. So what are you going to trouble us or injure us or make us tired with today, Ronald?
I'll definitely not injure you. And speaking about that, I think today's workout is really going to focus on the upper body.
Right.
Okay, now what I wanted to do is we're going to warm the body up first with just a very simple punching exercise, and then from there show some upper body exercises, because it really is, it's for men and for women. And our female listeners, Ijaz, shouldn't be afraid of doing these exercises, because they're not going to end up looking like a bodybuilder. It will only help them shape and tone, but give more health benefits, like prevent osteoarthritis and just really, you know what, look after their bones and their joints a lot more. So the first thing we're going to do is stand up wherever you are.
Okay.
And when you're standing up, what I want you to do is open your horse, open your feet as though you're sitting on a horse. And bend your knees slightly. Just slightly. You're not doing a squat. But just to give you some stability.
Like with karate stance.
Like you're in a karate stance. Yeah, karate kid. We're waxing on and waxing off. So from that position, I want you to bring your hand in front of you.
Right.
Bend your arms and keep tight fists in each hand.
Right.
And I want you to imagine you're doing mini uppercut punches. So when I say an uppercut punch, if your arms are in front of you bent at 90 degrees, your one hand, left hand will pull into your side, right hand is out. And you're going to be alternating those hands. So you'll be twisting slightly on the waist, giving you an ab workout. So they're mini uppercut punches. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Punch, 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 punch. Now remember, while you're doing it at that rhythm, you're not doing it too powerfully yet. You keep going. All right, keep going at the punch, 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 punch rhythm. And as you keep going, I want you to add more power to that punch. So it's punch, punch, more power, more ferocity, more tenaciousness with that punch. Keep going, keep going. Now, as fast as you can for the last 10 seconds, as hard as you can for the last 10 seconds. Go, go, go. 10, 9, 8, keep punching. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Relax it down.
Okay. Now, right. I was featuring Rooney there, so he got a good hiding.
He's hard-headed. You might have hurt your hand. Okay. From the next one, from that position, what I want you to now do is that should have warmed up the upper body for you. Okay? I want you to look at if there's a table in front of you. And I want you to put your hands in a push-up position and take your feet slightly back from the table. So basically, you're doing a push-up, but you're elevating it so that your hands are on the table.
Right.
So elbows go straight, hands wider than shoulder width apart. Now, what this does is this is a modified push-up. That if people don't have a lot of upper body strength, they can do it this way. It's a lot easier while they build up strength to do more tougher push-ups. And the push-up is the most amazing upper body exercise ever. Okay? Now, from that position, hands wider than shoulder width apart, here's what I want us to do. First, to warm that area up, I want you to just to do 10 normal push-ups, as low as you can, and push it up. Are you ready?
Yep.
Go. 10, 9, let your chest touch the table because your hands are wider than shoulder width apart. And you're doing the push-up position. Keep it going. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Good. That area is warm. It's not bad. The next exercise, same position.
Yeah.
Same position, all right? And I want you to bend your elbows halfway down and hold it in that position.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So you're doing a half a push-up and you're holding it there. That's your starting position. When you do this next exercise, it's called the modified push-up pulse. You're going to go down all the way and back up to half position, but you're going to increase your speed of the exercise. Are you ready?
Yep. Go.
All right, let's go. Let's pulse. Go. Half. 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 Keep pulsing. You're going for speed here. This pulse creates a wonderful pump in the muscles. It works the muscles in a different way. Your triceps, your back of the arms, your shoulders, your back, and your chest and ab area. Keep pulsing. You've got 10 more. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, four, three, two, and end off with proper push-ups now, Jazz. Last 10.
Okay.
Proper push-ups. Let's go for it. 10, 9, 8.
I think I'm actually relieved that he's gone for a while there. We'll try and get him back on, inshallah, in a few seconds' time. Very intense. He said it's not going to be difficult today, but I think the challenge of being able to breathe and speaking on radio, that is the challenge. Stay tuned, we'll be back with you shortly. Ronald will be joining us for the final installment of the Verbal Fitness Session this morning. Yes, indeed, that Verbal Fitness Session cardio workout was too hectic for Ronald's phone. His phone even couldn't make it, couldn't handle it, listening to all that exercise and just gave up on us. His phone is off at this time, but we'll continue this tomorrow again when the Verbal Fitness Sessions will continue. 7:42 a.m. and it's that time of year, oh, day or morning, where we speak to Ronald Eversy about the verbal fitness sessions. And I know my legs, I spoke to it earlier, it's still a bit wobbly and stiff from yesterday's workout, very intense indeed. And we got Ronald on the line at this time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ronald Eversy, how are you?
It does. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is so great to be back. And I'm glad your legs are feeling the effect of the workout. We call that delayed onset muscle soreness, which means the muscles are going to be regenerating and you'll turn your toothpicks into proper drumsticks.
Well, our soccer season has been, you know, we've been off for a few weeks, so it was good to get back in the groove again.
You know, definitely will. You know, it'll build in some strength for you. You'll be more explosive in the short sprints in soccer, and you'll be like the old Roberto Carlos. If you kick the ball, you'll kick it with ferocity and ferociousness.
Definitely. So what are you going to trouble us or injure us or make us tired with today, Ronald?
Yeah, well, definitely not injure you. And speaking about that, I think today's workout is really going to focus on the upper body.
Right.
Okay, now what I want us to do is we're going to warm the body up first with just a very simple punching exercise, and then from there show some upper body exercises, because it really is, it's for men and for women. And our female listeners, it just shouldn't be afraid of doing these exercises, because they're not going to end up looking like a bodybuilder. It will only help them shape and tone, but give more health benefits, like prevent osteoarthritis and just really, you know what, look after their bones and their joints a lot more. So the first thing we're going to do is stand up wherever you are.
Okay.
And when you're standing up, what I want you to do is open your horse, open your feet as though you're sitting on a horse. Okay. And bend your knees slightly. Just slightly. You're not doing a squat. That's just to give you some stability.
Like with karate stance.
Like you're in a karate stance. Yeah, karate kid. You're waxing on and waxing off. So from that position, I want you to bring your hand in front of you.
Right.
Bend your arms and keep tight fists in each hand.
Right.
And I want you to imagine you're doing mini uppercut punches. So when I say an uppercut punch, if your arms are in front of you bent at 90 degrees, your one hand, left hand, will pull into your side, right hand is out. And you're going to be alternating those hands. So you'll be twisting slightly on the waist, giving you an ab workout. So they're mini uppercut punches. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Punch, 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 punch. Now remember, while you're doing it at that rhythm, you're not doing it too powerfully yet. You keep going. All right, keep going at the punch, 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 punch rhythm. And as you keep going, I want you to add more power to that punch. So it's punch, punch, more power, more ferocity, more tenaciousness with that punch. Keep going, keep going. Now, as fast as you can for the last 10 seconds, as hard as you can for the last 10 seconds. Go, go, go. 10, 9, 8, keep punching. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Relax it down.
Okay. Now, right. I was featuring Rooney there, so he got a good hiding.
He's hard-headed. You might have hurt your hand. Okay. From the next one, from that position, what I want you to now do is that should have warmed up the upper body for you. Okay? I want you to look at is it a table in front of you. And I want you to put your hands in a push-up position and take your feet slightly back from the table. So basically you're doing a push-up, but you're elevating it so that your hands are on the table.
Right.
So elbows go straight, hands wider than shoulder width apart. Now, what this does is this is a modified push-up. That if people don't have a lot of upper body strength, they can do it this way. It's a lot easier while they build up strength to do more tougher push-ups. And the push-up is the most amazing upper body exercise ever. Okay? Now, from that position, hands wider than shoulder width apart, here's what I want us to do. First, to warm that area up, I want you to just to do 10 normal push-ups, as low as you can, and push it up. Are you ready?
Yep.
Go. 10, 9, let your chest touch the table because your hands are wider than shoulder width apart. And you're doing the push-up position. Keep it going. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Good. That area is warm. It's not bad. The next exercise, same position.
Yeah.
Same position, all right? And I want you to bend your elbows halfway down and hold it in that position.
Okay.
All right? So you're doing a half a push-up and you're holding it there. That's your starting position. When you do this next exercise, it's called the modified push-up pulse. You're going to go down all the way and back up to half position, but you're going to increase your speed of the exercise. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, let's go. Let's pulse. Go. Half. 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 Keep pulsing. You're going for speed here. This pulse creates a wonderful pump in the muscles. It works the muscles in a different way. Your triceps, your back of the arms, your shoulders, your back, and your chest and ab area. Keep pulsing. You've got 10 more. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, four, three, two, and end off with proper push-ups now, Jazz. Last
Ooh,
10.
Okay.
Proper push-ups. Let's go for it. 10, 9, 8.
I think I'm actually relieved that he's gone for a while then. We'll try and get him back on, inshallah, in a few seconds' time. Very intense. He said it's not going to be difficult today, but I think the challenge of being able to breathe and speaking on radio, that is the challenge. Stay tuned. We'll be back with you shortly. Ronald will be joining us for the final installment of the Verbal Fitness Session this morning. Yes, indeed. That Verbal Fitness Session cardio workout was too hectic for Ronald's phone. His phone even couldn't make it, couldn't handle it. Listening to all that exercise and just gave up on us. His phone is off at this time, but we'll continue this tomorrow again when the Verbal Fitness Sessions will continue.